Hello and welcome to the 5-Minute Gospel Podcast for Tuesday, the 13th of September. Today, Luke tells us Jesus was entering a town called Nain, where he saw a funeral procession for a young man, the only son of his widowed mother. We read, "When the Lord saw her, he felt sorry for her. He went to the woman and said, 'Do not cry.' Then he put his hand on the coffin and the bearers stopped moving, and he said to the young man, 'I tell you to get up.' And the dead man sat up and began to talk, and Jesus gave him to his mother." The Jewish people were expecting God to send a saviour, a Messiah, who would free Israel. They described the signs of the coming of the saviour in terms of the blind receiving their sight, the deaf hearing, the disabled walking, and the dead being raised to life. The people in the funeral procession who saw what Jesus did seemed to be thinking along those lines when they said, "A great prophet has appeared among us. God has visited his people." So today in the Gospel, we are shown how people were beginning to see Jesus as a great prophet. But it's about more than how the people saw Jesus. The miracle today helps us to understand how Jesus saw people. How Jesus saw people. When Jesus first saw the funeral procession and the poor widow, he felt sorry for her. Perhaps someone had told him she was a widow and that the dead person was her only son. In the world of Jesus' time, this woman would have been reduced to begging with no one to support her. She'd have been desperate. Today's story is not about Jesus' power to raise the son of the widow to life. It's about Jesus' compassion. Jesus looked at people with compassion. Jesus didn't just see a funeral procession. Jesus never just saw a crowd of people. He noticed individuals. He noticed the individuals in the crowd. And today, he noticed this poor widow in the funeral procession. He saw her and he was moved with compassion. But he didn't just experience compassion and then move on. No, his compassion led him to do something for the woman, and he dramatically raised her son to life. Jesus was always ready to draw near to people, to be close to them and to help them. And we see that throughout his earthly life. Today, it's worth remembering that Jesus has noticed us. Jesus has noticed you and me. Jesus has never passed us by. And he draws near to us and he walks with us each day. We can always turn to Jesus, no matter what. No matter what we've done, no matter how life is going, we can always turn to Jesus. We can always experience the compassion and mercy of Jesus. We must never be afraid of approaching Jesus. He will never pass us by. This, of course, does come with a challenge, because we must make sure we never pass others by. Jesus wants us to notice the people around us, especially those in need. He wants us to show his compassion in our words, our actions, and our attitudes each day, especially to the poor and the needy. In this way, we never think, "Oh, isn't that sad?" and then just move on. No. We let our compassion lead us to action. Where we can, we do something. Our compassion must never be just a nice feeling. Our compassion should lead us to do something. God bless you all.